Well, I'm joined by Alex Corbusiero. And Alex, I guess, first of all, great excitement as we build to taking on France in the Six Nations at the weekend. I think your second cap was the home victory against France last year. Great memories building forward, I'd have thought.
Yeah, definitely. That was a good experience last year. It was great to be involved and just after making my debut and get the win against France, especially at Twickenham, was a real special day. But yeah, thoughts to this weekend now, focused on just as a team and individually putting in a real good performance and putting ourselves in the best position to try and get the win.
Absolutely. In England-France, as a match in history, it's normally very, very close. It's always very hard fought. It's very passionate, and it should be no different. It should be a cracking atmosphere.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a real battle up front, around the park. Anyway, it's going to be tough, and I'm sure it'll be a close, well-fought fixture, and we're just looking to go out there, do our best, put ourselves right up there, meet the challenge head-on, and hopefully get the win. Like I said, it's going to be tough, but we're going for it hard.
And you look, Alex, obviously, at the front row that was named today in that France side. It's unchanged. Jean-Baptiste Pou, Dimitri Soucheski, and Nicolas Mas. It's a pretty gnarled, veteran, grizzled front row to contend with, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's going to be tough. They're a good operation. They've got a lot of experience. They like to scrummage. It's going to be a real hard-fought battle this weekend, but I think we're very aware of that. They're going to look to take us on there, and we're going to try and meet them head-on and try and get the dominance.
Absolutely, and you look at England's performance up front coming into this game, obviously a similar battle against a very sturdy and tough Welsh front row and Welsh pack. How do you think that will stand you instead?
We'll take our learning experience from that. They were another tough outfit. Adam Jones was a great tight and a great test for me, and I've learned a lot of things from that game, and hopefully I'll be able to keep putting that instead and using that in a positive way to get a better performance out this weekend.
How do you find that, sort of as still a young player, despite having a year's international experience now with the bind and with so on? How do you find it when you're up against different, very tough, very, very sort of combative international props every week?
I think your core basics stay the same, but you just learn little bits of experience just by being in situations and being able to reflect on them, learn from it, drill it. Graham Rowntree is awesome at that, at picking up little detail that will help you with the next game or the next thing and help you improve. And so it's definitely a learning curve, but it's a good learning curve. It's something that every prop, to get to where you want to be, you're going to have to go through those experiences.
Just talking of Graham at the moment, the whole coaching team in general, how are you feeling that has gelled and progressed as we've been through these first three games?
I think it's been really positive. We've built a good environment. I think we've worked hard as a squad. I think the coaches have been outstanding. The attention to detail has been good. Everyone's on the same page with the game plan, and you can see that in our performances. And it was a tough one against Wales, but we showed a lot of positives, and hopefully we'll build on that and put them in this weekend.
Absolutely, and I suppose as things stand at the moment, for a relatively new-look squad still, and a new-look coaching staff, drawing a line in the sand at this stage of the tournament, two wins out of three, that platform is still there, isn't it, where if England were to build and get some more victories, this could still be a very, very successful tournament.
Yeah, no, definitely.